RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Jonathan Ketz to get the latest on where the Royal Stadium could possibly be. So, Jonathan, we got a story earlier today that the mayor of Leawood is in opposition to the stadium going out on 119th and all. Why would the Leawood mayor be against this idea?
Because they are hearing from residents in their city completely concerned about this issue. Leawood hasn't said anything about this. It has been kind of in the background, in the back of people's minds for months, ever since the Royals announced that an affiliate of theirs bought the mortgage on the Sprint campus, now known as the Sphere, on the northwest corner of 119th and Knoll. And they have been able to, they have been able to avoid making public comments on this lately. But after the story that we did yesterday, where a woman that I interviewed on Friday, which we didn't air until yesterday, said, "I don't get the sense that the city of Leawood is strongly pushing against this." And then I did a story basically saying how Leawood could impact the stadium development. I think the city finally said, you know what, we need to say something. Now, they won't go on camera, but the statement that Mark Elkins put out was actually kind of gutsy. And they have, to be honest, they haven't shown a whole lot of guts to speak out on this situation over this past summer.
I've heard a lot of opposition to this over the last, I would say, 7 to 10 days or so. And this is where I could understand it. I think you move out to the suburbs to get away from some of the noise and the traffic and the hustle and bustle of the city. And I think for the most part, the stadium has just been out of everybody's way. It's in a non-heavily populated part of the city. It's got so much parking space around it. It doesn't really inconvenience people in their day-to-day life. I think if now, if you're talking about 2 to 3 years of construction, the traffic that comes with it, I could completely understand why I didn't buy my house out here to be a mile and a half from the baseball stadium. I don't want it near me.
What's interesting is, I think when he was the leader on the House side that carried this star bond bill, which is funny, it was now a year and a half ago, it was the summer of 2024, when he envisioned a baseball stadium for the Royals on the Kansas side of state line, or the Kansas side of the Missouri River, he didn't envision it at 119th and Knoll. He actually envisioned it in the Fairfax district, by the GM plant on the eastern side of Wyandotte County, not Johnson County. And so he knows that the representatives of Leawood and Overland Park, and he represents parts of Leawood and Overland Park, he doesn't represent 119th and Nall, but he knows that the leaders, the elected leaders in that area, are getting a lot of emails from residents in Leawood and Overland Park concerned about that location.
Right now, we're talking to Jonathan Ketz about the latest news regarding the Royals and where their stadium could potentially be. I know I'm asking you to look inside your crystal ball, and I've asked you that a lot over the course of the last year. I feel like the destination has moved for the Royals. At first, it was in downtown Kansas City. We obviously know what happened in the vote. I feel like they kind of flirted with North Kansas City, and I imagine that that is still open. But it feels like over the last 90 days, it feels like they have really honed in on Kansas. If you ask John Sherman in a private moment, do you think that's their goal now? Do you think the goal of the stadium is to be on 119th and all?
I think it is. And what will be interesting to see, let me go back to the pressure thing that you and I just talked about. I mean, not only is Leawood and Overland Park's city council getting pressured, you've also got leaders at the state level who will have to vote on this who are getting pressured too. And if state leaders or Overland Park leaders say no to this, I have no idea what's going to happen. And I think that people in Overland Park and Leawood are raising enough of a concern that even the, not to mention T-Mobile and the Jay, I don't know how the state leadership feels about this issue, and they could be voting on this quite soon before the cities do.
I haven't really heard much positive momentum about this. I completely understand why the Royals think this is a very viable spot. There's a lot of space. It's around things. You can build things around there. That's where a lot of your ticket base is. I understand the positive for the Royals. I haven't heard a lot of positive push from that community that we want this year. So I do wonder how much that factors in, and I do wonder if an affluent part of the city, if they got enough juice to just not get this thing built in their community.
Right. I think you're right. That goes back to there are chips that have to fall on the Royals' side for this site to work. And while, yes, the stadium is in Overland Park, or that location is in Overland Park, if the Starbond District gets drawn into Leawood, Leawood's city leaders have to take a vote on whether or not their increment sales tax revenue goes back to the development. That's a tough vote. That is a tough vote for a Leawood leader who supports the ballpark going at 119th and all, which is technically not their city limits. They will get a lot of ridicule from their constituents. If there is somebody on the Leawood City Council who says, you know what, I think this is a good idea and I support it, people will be paying attention to this vote, whereas constituents do not pay much of an attention to your average city council vote, especially in Leawood, which does not get a lot of media fanfare.
John, what happened with the downtown location? Because it feels like the Washington Square Park idea was thrown out there. I didn't really hear a lot of opposition. Mayor Quint Lucas has been pretty steadfirm on, we can make this financially happen. We don't need Jackson County to get this done. We can work together with the Royals to get this. It doesn't feel like there has been any movement on that idea in probably 10 months. What has happened with this plan? Is that plan still viable in your mind?
Well, I wonder if it's viable if people in Johnson County say no to a stadium at 119th and Nall. I mean, I think what happens over the next, I mean, what's going to happen, first of all, is state leaders vote on this. They're going to vote on it soon. And then you have your cities that have 60 days to vote on what they need to vote on for the team to take advantage of the star bonds. And so, I mean, this is getting really interesting. B, we're probably about to find out what the Royals' preference is. And C, what in the world happens if, you know, one of the cities says no to a star bond district being drawn in their city limits, then I have no idea what's going to happen. And this stadium situation continues to linger on.
John, I feel like North Kansas City, of all the communities in the city, wants the Royals the most. I think North Kansas City has been waiting for this moment for the entire time to get people over there, to have people come to the shops and the restaurants. And I don't know why that's not a more viable option for a community that I think would just wrap their arms around the Royals and accept them.
Well, I think, I do think you would have people raise some concerns about traffic on, say, Armor, if the Royals were serious about 18th and Fayette in North Kansas City, but it may not be to the level that you're getting at 119th and Nall in Overland Park, which is right on the Leawood line. The question about North Kansas City is, does Clay County, which would be the owner of the stadium, does Clay County have the tax base to say yes to a stadium, number one? And I guess number two is, you know, that requires a vote of the people there, you know. And from what I have been told, I don't think the Royals want a vote of the people because they saw how badly that worked out in Jackson County in April of 2024. And I'm not sure it is I think if it was a slam dunk that the voters of Clay County would say yes to a half-cent sales tax, maybe we're having a different conversation, but I don't think that that's a slam dunk because that kind of tax is not on the books there right now. And we saw what happened a year and a half ago just south of the river.
I'll get you out of here with this last question. Do you think this has been a shot to the ego for the Royals? That you would think to have the ability to house a Major League Baseball team, you would think that people would come running. And obviously, the Royals are not threatening to move. But if the Royals just said, hey, we're done with Kansas City, there would be 7-8 cities that would be thrilled to have the
right.
Royals. I do wonder if it's been a shot to the ego to feel like Nashville or Salt Lake City or these places have more of an appreciation for us than our own community does.
Right. I think you're asking a very legitimate question if there is enough pushback to this 119th and Nall site, what's next? I mean, if you strike out twice, what's next? And is what's next in the Metro or not? I don't have that answer. You don't have that answer. And it's a very legitimate question if there is enough pushback to the northwest corner of 119th and Nall.
That is our guy, Jonathan Ketz, joining us on the show today. You know, when we got stadium news and information, we go to him with Fox 4. Ketz, man, we'll catch up with you down the road, man. Happy holidays.
Thank you. You as well.
That is Jonathan Ketz of Fox 4 joining us on the show. We'll take a break here. We'll continue to talk about this news. The mayor of Leawood is opposed to the stadium going on 119th and all. A lot of people have asked why. Well, this is the, I guess, situation. The stadium would be in Overland Park. The entertainment district would be in Leawood. So they kind of need the cooperation from both places to make this happen. And at least today, the Leawood mayor has come out and said, no, thank you. We don't want it there. So we'll talk more about that coming up on the other side. Rob has been badgering me to talk about Melvin Council. So we'll talk about that coming up on the other side. And I want to talk about what we watched on Monday Night Football. We'll get to all that coming up. Keep it locked in. It's a drive.
The Drive with CDOT. Tune in as Nate Taylor of ESPN joins the show in studio every Friday at 4 on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. The Drive, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work.
It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back into the show. We've just got a lot of things to get into in this segment. I do want to make this point very quickly. I don't want to paint it like I think the Royals are moving or I think something's changing. I think the Royals are going to land in a location in the Kansas City metro area. I will say this. I think you have to give David Glass a lot of credit for the foresight to, in terms of a condition in which he was going to sell John Sherman the team, he couldn't move the team. I only bring that up is, let's say that David Glass was just going to sell it to the absolute highest bidder. I own this. I can sell it to whomever I want as long as it gets approved by Major League Baseball. And then gets approved by Major League Baseball. Somebody buys it, doesn't have ties to the community, didn't grow up a Royals fan, and their goal was to get a downtown stadium. They then didn't end up getting their downtown stadium. If Nashville and all of these other cities were then offering a downtown stadium, I think you would have a very, very serious fight on your hands. But I think a major reason of why it has not been a question and in really any capacity over the last 18 months or so is because their owner is local. You got to follow the way sports works now. If you got a new owner that buys the team and clearly bought the team with the intention of building a new stadium and has had the amount of problems that John Sherman is having with the one city, the suggestion is just move the team. Look at American sports over the last decade or so. It's not like moves don't happen very often. They happen like every other season in American sports. It's not like the example of a team that moved is a 1997, oh, that will never happen. No, it happens frequently. Hockey teams move, baseball team moves, football team move. Like, look at the movement that has happened in the last just 10 years. We didn't got to go back 15, the last 10 years. I think the Royals would be in some trouble if their owner was a business tycoon from Texas that came up making oil money. I had the expectation of buying a downtown stadium. That is not working. But wait, Nashville wants to offer me one. New Orleans is interested. Portland is interested. Like, one thing that is really helping Kansas City out in this is it's really playing Missouri against Kansas. And that is just, we are this very uniquely positioned where the border is right there and you can move it to either side of the border. That's not really a place or really a thing in a lot of other places. They play other states against you. The state just isn't across the street. That is a part of this conversation that I don't think gets talked about nearly enough. And the Royals have had massive problems trying to get a stadium built where they currently are, where I don't think they would have these problems if they were open to moving.
I agree. I think I understand why John Sherman is a little bit of a villain, at least in the text line, because
there's a belief that, you know, all he wanted to do when he bought the team was move the team, move the stadium. That's a better way to say that. But I actually think Kansas City fans are lucky that he's local, because there has not been a rumor, there has not been a whiff, there has been no level of impropriety about moving the team out of the metro area. Kansas City, and Chanel as well, remember, can't remember kids and the Penguins openly flirted with T-Mobile Center, then Sprint 100%. Center? And guess what happened? Pittsburgh got a brand new arena. Congrats to Pittsburgh. We've also seen this where, hey, owner's not getting what he wants in town, he moves team. The Raiders are in Las Vegas right now.
The Rams are in Los Angeles.
The Rams are in Los Angeles. That's the
Chargers
NFL.
Are in Los Angeles. That's why I said, like, no one can text in, like, oh, that never happens. Yes, it happens frequently in American sports. We want a new stadium. You don't want to pay for the stadium. Oh, well, we are going to move the team. Right now, the Chiefs are getting opposition on both sides of the state line. They got opposition on the Missouri side, and it would appear the location that they want in on the Kansas side doesn't seem super thrilled about having them. Right now, as we sit, we are, what, 18 months removed from the vote? The Royals do not have a clear home at this point. Their home is not in downtown Kansas City. They've told us repeatedly, we don't want to be in the Truman Sports Complex. And I would say right now, at least on 119th and all, they have land out there. It doesn't seem like they will be very welcome guests if they decide to move there.
As of now, I mean, things are ever changing. There was a time where me and you both felt like the vote would pass. They're going to be in the crossroads. Like, I think things can change as far as the welcome guest part, but it does feel like they're a little bit of a man, you know, without an affiliation. They're a place, a person with no home. I think they will find a home. I think it will be in the metro area. And I think there's going to be a time in America, in Kansas City history, where we all look back and go, wow, look how awesome the new stadium is. We love it. But for now, it has been like pulling teeth to find a new location. And what's interesting to me is across the parking lot, the Chiefs have operated in silence. Like, the Chiefs are getting no resistance from anywhere, anyone. Not just because they're the Chiefs, but we never get, you know, a little drop, a little news story, a little nothing from the Chiefs. It seems that the Royals have made this almost too public, where now everyone has an opinion and we know the push-pull happening in the city. But the Royals are not leaving the metro area. It's a matter of where, which is good for everyone involved.
Yeah, text line 913-586-7965, CDOT. There haven't been five baseball teams that have moved in the last 20 years. There's been two that have moved in the last 20 years for very, very similar reasons. We have stadium issues. That's why Montreal moved to Washington, and that is why Oakland moved to Las Vegas. So in two in the last 20 years have moved for quite literally the exact same thing that the Royals are dealing with. For the most part, the new stadiums that have popped up, it's been kind of easy. St. Louis didn't have this issue when they wanted to build a stadium. They built a stadium right next door to the one that they have. The Yankees got a new stadium. The Mets got a new stadium. The reason I think this is happening now with the Royals is they have one of the older stadiums in baseball. It's not Wrigley. It's not Fenway. It's not one of those stadiums. I mean, the stadium's been up there since 1969, 1972. I mean, the stadium's been up for a very, very long time. Now that it's time to build a new one, hence the problems. And if you remember, when the Royals were trying to get the stadium renovation, they were also dancing with the threat of either moving to the National League or being contracted. This is not the first time we've had the conversation of them potentially losing the Royals. This is just the first time we've had a conversation about the stadium in a while.
We haven't had teams move that often in baseball, but I can point to countless examples of teams that have changed stadiums in the last 20 years. And like, Atlanta isn't in Atlanta anymore. Texas isn't in Dallas anymore. Like, there are other teams where I can look at the baseball team and say, yes, their team name says blank, but they're not really in that part of town. Like, the Marlins, they moved out of where they were and they moved to what used to be the Orange Bowl. They bought it, they demolished it, they built out there.
Like, there aren't that many baseball markets left either. Right? I think, we're at it where I would say, in our lifetime, I think we see maybe two new baseball teams. Nashville is getting a baseball team at some point in the last. Like, there is enough of a push for Nashville to get a baseball team. And if Nashville gets a baseball team, are they taking somebody's team or are they getting an expansion team? Which then means you have to add two so you can keep the even number of teams. But Nashville is going to have a baseball team at some point over the next 10 years or so. I'm very firm in that. I think there is a, there is certainly a revival in Nashville. People see Nashville as a very trendy place. They've done a great job when it comes to college sports, great job with professional sports. Nashville is a very hot market, I would say, to go get a baseball team. The question just is really when.
The question also be like, is it an expansion team or a move? Because finding a second and third market is not as easy. I think Charlotte might be a place. Montreal might want a team back. Like, I do think baseball is nearing tapped out as far as available markets. Now, especially since they're out of Oakland. So that also changes the calculus here a little bit with what the Royals can do. But teams have moved stadiums in the last 20 years countless times in Major League Baseball.
Someone on the text line says, CDOT, having a new stadium is cool for 1 year and then it's just another stadium. I would say that the airport that we have is still cool to me. I'm not tired of the new airport. And I love the KCI the way that you guys all love KCI. I'm a big fan of this new KCI. Still a big fan. It still feels like a very new airport to me. The newness is not worn off to me with the idea when it comes to the airport. All right, Rob. I'll play it. Think of great college basketball coaches. Bill Self has been better at Kansas than 99.9 of them. If he lets Melvin Council shoot another three, he should resign as the head coach of the University of Kansas. I don't ever want to see that kid shoot another three. He can't. All right. Let me defend myself just for a little bit. Because Rob pulled that out of context. That's what it was. You pulled that out of context.
This show? Never. No.
One of the beautiful things about sports, I would say the most beautiful thing about sports is you have absolutely no clue. You have no clue. On a day-by-day, game-by-game basis, you have no clue. This kid, Melvin Council, coming into the game against NC State, was shooting 13% from three. 13%. To the tune of he had five in the season, heading into that matchup, he had five. He hit nine on Saturday. I've watched a lot of Kansas basketball in my life. Fortunately or unfortunately, I've seen a lot of Kansas basketball. Melvin Council played as well as any Kansas player that I've ever seen on Saturday. And we've seen some incredible players. I've been in attendance for some of these. I was at the Thomas Robinson game when he caught the alley-oop against Baylor. I've seen some amazing Kansas basketball performances. I've never seen anything like the Melvin Council game. He was 9 of 15 from 3. You know how hard it is to shoot 13% from 3 and then go 9 of 15 from 3? He had 36 points, 7 rebounds, and 4 assists. This will not be me. I want to be clear. I will not participate in this activity. But one day, Rob is going to be sitting there with his KU buddies. He's going to be sitting there with that little goofy Lawrence upside down hat that he wears. He's going to be just sitting there with his bros, probably drinking an IPA. And Rob's going to look at his buddy and he says, "Hey, do you remember the Melvin Council game?" And his friend, he will not need any other context. He will not have to explain who or when or where or against one team. And every person will know exactly what he is talking about. That's how well he played on Saturday. I want to apologize to Melvin Council. I mean, I still don't want you taking a lot of threes. But you taking a three should not be a fireable offense. I got a little ahead of myself. But I got to apologize to the kid. I got to tip my cap. When you go out there and you ball out the way that he balled out, hey, it just works. I mean, this is a kid that just, he can't shoot. Like, his entire basketball career, he can't shoot. It just works for this team. And I do think this. I do think that Melvin Council has the exact attitude that KU needed after what happened last season. I think Hunter Dickinson's a very talented basketball player. He's currently in the NBA. He ain't a dog. Dewan Harris is a very good basketball player. I don't think he's a dog in this way. KJ Adams, I think it is very obvious. You know how, like, when a team fires a player's coach, how they then try to get a tough disciplinarian coach, or vice versa. You have the really strict coach, but now you get the coach that's going to let guys be free and play. I think the KU realized what that team didn't have from a personality standpoint and then went out there and tried to find guys who fit that personality standpoint. We need some toughness. We need some grit. We need some guys who are proud to be here and play Kansas basketball. And that's what I think Melvin Council is. I don't fully understand his game. It doesn't fully work for me. It works for them. That's all that matters.
Also this, and the text line is joining in this a little bit. You mentioned me and my KU buddy sitting around. We'll talk about the Melvin Council game. It'll absolutely be regarded in the same breath as the Elijah Johnson game because Elijah Johnson's a good basketball player, but it's a little bit random. And listen, I'm going to get my jokes off about your terrible Melvin Council take. I'll defend you a little bit here. The guy's a career 30% three-point shooter. It ain't like he's Steph Curry.
He can't shoot. But the kid can't. I don't care how many threes he hit on Saturday. The kid can't shoot.
He's not. You know what? We've seen worse shooters. You mentioned DeJuan Harris. I would take Melvin Council's jump shot over DeJuan Harris all day long. 100% of the time. That's the lowest bar to clear, but he's doing that.
I can't argue that.
I will say, though, your point about Melvin Council is, at the end there, is absolutely perfect because the team clearly made a point. We're going to go get guys who are hungry in the offseason. And we talked about the Chiefs a lot yesterday. They went out and they got guys who had a little bit of a junkyard dog, scrappy mentality. Hey, we're not resting on laurels and NIL checks. And you look at this team, they might not be great. They might not be Final Four good, especially if Darren Peterson's not going to be healthy. Like, if he's going to battle injuries all year round, I don't think this is a Final Four quality team. But there is a likability to this Kansas team, and I'm saying this as a Kansas fan. I get if you're a Missouri fan listening, if you're a K-State fan listening, you do not find this Kansas team likable, and I get why. But as a Kansas fan, there's a likability to this team that I haven't had in a while. Like, it was not enjoyable to go watch Hunter Dickens in the last 2 years go play basketball. AJ Storr filled me with nothing but anger.
Right now you just said is debatable. I enjoyed last year's KU team. They were very fun to watch to me.
It was just
awful. That was actually one of my favorite KU teams that they've put together. I want to see Bill put more of those teams together. I loved last year's team. I was wondering why you guys were so hard on Hunter Dickinson. I thought he played great. You know what I loved? I loved watching him be slow on the pick and roll. I loved watching him not be able to guard his guy. It was always great. I loved it. I thought it was phenomenal. Obviously, it didn't work well for you guys, but I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I had zero fun.
Zero fun, sir.
And again, this team might go to the Sweet 16 and lose, but you know what? I'm enjoying every minute of it. I don't hate watch this team. I can just regular watch. Now, I can't sell tonight's tickets to save my life, but that's not important.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give that away to a family.
A friend who was a young child who's never been to a game before. Yeah, here you go. Here to go see Tootsie Towson, buddy.
I have one point that I want to make here, just a real quick. It's a non-Chiefs point. Are the Dolphins mad at Tua for being Tua? This is what I don't like about the National Football League. I'm serious. This is one of my least favorite things about the league. Everybody can see that your quarterback is not good enough, but you're so terrified to draft another quarterback. Well, then what do? You take that incredibly average quarterback that you have, and then when you had a deal with them, you now multiply his salary times 11 and then think you're going to get better quarterback play? No. I'm sitting here and I'm listening to all the reaction to Monday Night Football, and they're telling me that Tua, his arm isn't strong enough to throw in the cold. How are you just now figuring that out? If you're a team in the AFC, and you're also taking a look at the teams that are good in the AFC, if your quarterback can't play in cold weather, then you have lost. Because you got to go up against Kansas City or Baltimore or Buffalo or New England or Denver or Pittsburgh. Where do you think the playoff games are? So if you have a quarterback that you don't think has enough arm strength to cut through the weather, why you cannot have him be your quarterback. I don't care where your home games are. You got to play some of those games on the road and in the cold. That's a negative. And we all knew that Tua was mid. This is not surprising anybody. Why do these teams do this? These teams will sign Daniel Jones to a contract and then be shocked. Oh, wait, it's Daniel Jones. How is this a surprise to you? I don't get it. Everybody knew that signing Tua Tagovailoa to a long-term deal was a bad contract. Like, quite literally all of us knew this, that this was going to be a bad deal and a contract that you should completely avoid. And they gave him 4 years, $212 million, and $167 million guaranteed. For what? Why? Why did you do this? And now, for next season, you want to know what Tua's cap hit is for next year? Take a guess.
Oof. It's going to make Jawan Taylor blush.
Just take a guess.
Is it in the $90 million?
His cap hit is $56.4 million with a dead cap of $99.2 million. His base salary is $39 million next year. I'm not the best at math, but $39 million divided by 17 games? That's what you're paying Tua to go out there and throw for 212 yards, one touchdown, and no interceptions. That's what you're paying Tua. How could you think that this was a good organizational decision? No one is surprised that you are now in a bad spot with that contract. You paid $25,000 for a 1992 Toyota Corolla with $190,000 miles. You couldn't find out that that was a bad financial decision? When everybody is telling you, hey, I wouldn't do that. You're way too much money for that. I'm not saying it's not a good car. Hey, why don't you spend like $2,000, $3,000, little cash car? No, I got to have it. It's just stupid. The Dolphins put themselves in this situation. I don't feel bad for the Dolphins. I don't feel bad that they're stuck now and they're stuck for next year. They loaded up on a terrible contract with a quarterback with a weak arm and had a terrible concussion history. I don't know why they tied themselves to that player.
I know it begins to break, and I'm not trying to defend the Dolphins because they did make a massive mistake. Isn't this just part of the problem with quarterback contracts? Like, if you look up the top 10 quarterback contracts in the NFL by, you know, AAV or by dead cap or by total money, I'm betting you think six of them are bad deals. Like, quarterback contracts have gotten out of control to the point where I think this is the going rate.
Quarterback
going
contracts rate haven't gotten out of control. I this is where I disagree. I don't think I think that sometimes you have to be willing to get up and walk away from the table. And I don't know why NFL owners are willing to play hardball with almost everything, but they're not willing to play hardball with Daniel Jones. They're not willing to play hardball with Tua. How are you not willing to walk away from Tua Tagovailoa's deal when him and his agent look at you and they tell you that he wants $167 million guaranteed? How could you not look at him and think, hey, this maybe isn't a good contract for us and maybe we should consider doing something else? It's one thing to give that money to Patrick Mahomes. It's one thing to give that money to Josh Allen. Rob, Trevor Lawrence is the third highest paid quarterback in the National Football League. There has not been a single owner that has said no to any of these contracts. Not a single one of these. When faced with one of these deals, they do it every single time they sign up with one of these deals. Tua Tagovailoa makes $212 million. Who thought this was going to work out the way that it was supposed to for them? It just makes no sense to me. They've earned everything they got coming. They're the most average football team in the National Football League. We got Bomani Jones joining the show coming up in 20 minutes. Keep it locked in. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Bomani Jones is going to join us on the show. We'll get his thoughts on the Kansas City Chiefs. We're going to have a lot of national voices join us over the course of the next couple of days to kind of recap the Chiefs season that came to a close last Sunday against the Los Angeles Chargers. Before we do that, let's talk about the Buffalo Bills. Now, I'm not going to make it seem like I had some super original take when it came to the Buffalo Bills, but I feel like a lot of the media is shifting to the take that I had last week. There's only one team that has to win the AFC. It doesn't have to be Jacksonville. It doesn't have to be Pittsburgh. Doesn't have to be Denver. It has to be Buffalo this year. It is a Super Bowl or bust situation. If you could have told Bills fans before the season started, you could go into a scenario with no Patrick Mahomes, no Lamar Jackson, and no Joe Burrow, and you were the only... Yes, what do I need to do? Bills fans would have gave up years of their life to be in that scenario. Well, that scenario seems very, very realistic and very, very possible coming up very, very soon. You have to go to the Super Bowl then if you are the Buffalo Bills. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear, oh, well, what about we're on the road? I don't want to hear none of that. You just went on the road and you just beat New England a couple of days ago. You've shown me that you can go on the road and beat anybody in the National Football League. So I'm happy to see the national voices are now coming around to my stance when it comes to Josh Allen. There are no more excuses.
The only player that looks like he has a chance to get into the postseason field that has more postseason experience than Josh Allen is Aaron Rodgers. And you know, we know it's been a long time, obviously, for him. Yeah, the Buffalo Bills are aware of this. Like they talk about this openly, that, you know, if they can get in, and they can still be division champions.
Yeah.
If they get in, they don't know how the Patriots are going to respond right in adverse conditions in the playoffs. Yeah. You don't know that about the Jaguars or the Broncos. You know, like these are teams that they might be great, but the Bills feel like they know what they are in the playoffs and they've won these games and they feel like they're going to go into it with a great deal of confidence. Now, does that help them stop the run? That's a big question, obviously. Right. But when you have that experience and you have that quarterback, that absolute freak of a quarterback that brought them back from 21-0 down in New England in a must-win game for their the confidence only rises.
I don't know if you've seen the movie Juice or not, but at the end of the movie Juice, Omar Epps' character is walking off. And there's this kid that's in the crowd. Kid in the crowd looks at Omar Epps and says, "You got the juice now." That's where we are right now with Josh Allen. I know you might not want to hear this, and I get it. Right now, Patrick Mahomes is number one on the quarterback power ranking depth chart. He's number one. I know he doesn't have the accolades of Patrick Mahomes. I know he doesn't. I get all of that. I completely understand. But right now, I think you have to give him the belt. He is the temporary champion. He's the interim champion, and we'll find out if he can take over the belt full time. But right now, you got to hand him the belt. You can't miss the playoffs. You can't potentially not start the beginning of the season and still think you're the heavyweight champion of the world. No, somebody else got to hold the belt for right now. We need a title holder. Josh Allen has the belt. Bro, if you don't figure out a way to get to this one and figure out a way to outduel Bo Nix or Trevor Lawrence or CJ Stroud or Drake May, when you've been used to going up against Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow, those have been your battles for the first 7-8 years of your career, you will never live this down in my book. Never. I'm serious. You will never live this down. There's only one team going into the playoffs with that amount of pressure. Maybe you would argue the Rams just because their quarterback's so old, but I mean, if the Rams don't go, I mean, Stafford's already got one. We already think, I mean, right now I would say Stafford, if Stafford gets the Rams to a Super Bowl, he goes from being a borderline Hall of Famer to a for sure Hall of Famer. You go to two different Super Bowls and you won one and you maybe could get your second one. There's no question that Matthew Stafford will go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame and he might win NFL MVP this year. That might be enough to get him over the hump. Josh Allen, Buffalo, you better figure out a way to do this, or I'm telling you, you've had some rough off seasons. You do not want to know the offseason you were about to have if you blow this thing and you go on the road and you can't figure out a way to beat the Jacksonville Jaguars to advance in the postseason. Now, this is the part that I hate about Josh Allen. I really hate this. Josh Allen's good. He's incredible. I think he's the second best quarterback in the league. But right now, due to the Patrick Mahomes situation, you got to have the belt. And he was definitely playing better than Patrick Mahomes even before the injury happened. So it's not like the injury is the only reason that Mahomes is giving up the belt. Josh Allen is playing as well as any quarterback in the National Football League. But this is my question. Why do they always got to put so much extra sauce on it when they bring up the man? Listen to this.
I have Josh Allen number one and Mahomes number two.
The Bills are a silly, goofy team. I've been saying this in so many ways, but the reality is they have a Josh Allen. We're at a point now where this is arguably the best six-year run of propelling team offense that we've seen from a quarterback.
What? Rob, what did he say? I'm going to play this again. What did he say? This is what? I must have missed something. I had to have missed some words in listening to this. Hold on.
I have Josh Allen number one and Mahomes number two.
The Bills are a silly, goofy team. I've been saying this in so many ways, but the reality is they have a Josh Allen. We're at a point now where this is arguably the best six-year run of propelling team offense that we've seen from a quarterback.
Okay. All right. Okay. This is arguably the greatest six-year stretch of propelling offense we've seen in the history of the NFL. It's not even the best six-year stretch of current NFL quarterbacks. This is the greatest ever. Why do we always got to do this? I don't know why we have to do this with Josh Allen. And we've been doing this now for years, is what we've been doing with Josh Allen. All I can say is it's time. There are no more excuses. You have everything. You have the opportunity to get everything. The road is as wide open as it is potentially going to be. Josh Allen is not entering too many more postseasons with no Mahomes, no Lamar Jackson, no Joe Burrow. No, you have to figure it out. I don't want to hear any excuses. They've changed the rules for you now multiple times. You got your little chip in the football that you wanted. The overtime rules are fair now. It's the final year in your home stadium. The excuse train for me, it has departed a long time ago when it comes to Josh Allen. That's all I'm going to say. He better figure out a way to win and win a championship and be the last team standing, or at least at a minimum. You at least got to get there. You at least got to know what it's like to participate in Super Bowl Media Day. You got to be able to hear Bad Bunny while you're getting your halftime adjustments. If you're not doing that, this season was a failure. I don't care how it finishes. They failed if they don't get to the Super Bowl this year. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Bomani Jones as we start to get the national perspective on the Chiefs as their season is over. Keep it right here. So drive.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system, It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.